And that means we can bring in a man who's involved in both, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, and certainly a cold one.
Yeah, we got, my house has probably about an eighth of an inch of snow that's on the ground of the road. Not everybody got snow on the roads, but we all got some snow. Those were the streamers coming off the Great Lakes, right?
That is correct, and there's still streamers coming off the Great Lakes, but, you know, the air is getting much, much, much drier. So I don't think anything is going to be too much of consequence.
No, but I've been talking a lot this morning, and the temperatures managed to drop 2 degrees in the last 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, I mean, the cold air is still filtering in, and tonight will probably be the coldest. And then we'll slowly, slowly rebound as we go to the midweek and late week. It'll get a lot milder. So we have partly cloudy skies. Cold wind today, mid-30s, unreasonably cold again tonight, mid-teens. Tomorrow, sunny, chilly, low 40s. Sunny Wednesday, mid-40s. We have showers or periods of rain for Thursday, the last day of March, about 50, maybe even a little higher. And then the showers will end on Friday when the highs will be back in the 40s. So a late week will be the wet part of the week, but also the mild part.
So no snows in sight?
No, not really.
That's good.
Nope.
That's
nope.
Good.
Really.
That's good. Well, we have to get to the big 800-pound gorilla in the room. I didn't watch the Oscars last night. Oh, by the way, you know what movie I watched yesterday?
Okay.
Dog.
Oh, I see. I've seen that. How did you like it?
I liked it.
Yeah?
I liked it. I thought it was very well done. Like I said,
I have not... I mean, I've seen it on the tube. I have not seen the movie.
No, I know I saw the movie on, you know, streaming live, and it was fun to watch.
Well, okay.
You know, like I said, you know, to me, movies don't have to be. They don't have to all be Oscar contenders. If I can enjoy just a plain good movie.
Yeah, I watched a movie. I don't know if you like suspense and thriller. This is a good one. It's called No Exit.
No Exit.
No Exit. There's a lot of twists in this movie. And you'll just shake your head and say, holy moly. So I watched it. It had my interest. So I thought that was a good one. Yeah, and I said, well, I'll stay up to at least see the beginning of the Oscars. Usually that tells me how the show's going to go. this is all I can say, folks. I mean, they opened the show with Beyonce, which is fine. She's in a field, almost like a baseball court, but it's all green. They have green on the fence, green on the floors. She's green. The band behind her is green. The dancers are green. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, yeah, and this is outside. It is not on the stage. This is the, quote, Academy Awards. And then they take a wide shot, and you could see the ridiculous neighborhood all around this yard. You know, and I scratched my head, and I said to myself, why are they being so cheap? I didn't even think it was creative. I thought it was cheap. I mean, when I think about the times, like when there was a Billy Crystal host, and they did a montage of movies, and Billy Crystal was singing all different songs and going in and out of the screens. He was part of the movie. I mean, it was so spectacular. This, to me, was an indication of what the whole show was going to be like. And aside from Will Smith coming out of the audience, because I watched the clip this morning, and hitting Chris Rock, I have been scouting the internet. The majority of people said it was boring.
Well, you know, I didn't watch it. I didn't stay up and watch it. And when I saw the clip of what Will Smith did, it's the society we live in today. It used to be comedians like Don Rickles, and there's tons of comedians that did these shows, would throw out little pot shots, okay? And if actors did not like it, they would confront the person that did it after the show was over, either get an apology, demand a public apology, get an apology, or not. But to get up on a live show, I'm sorry, to get up on a live show and go up and smack somebody,
right,
He's wrong. Plain wrong. Doesn't matter what, who was it? It wasn't Chris Rock. It was, I like the guy who was. It doesn't matter what he said. You deal with it. You know, he could have dealt with it once he won the award, come up and say, you know, I really thought that was a terrible comment, even though it was meant to be a joke about my wife, blah, 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 blah. Or he could have done it at the end of the show, blah, 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 blah. But to get up, walk up, publicly embarrass the comedian who's there to entertain, and embarrass yourself, and then come back up later and tearfully say, I hope the Academy invites me back. I'm sorry. That type of behavior should not be tolerated.
I totally agree.
And I like Will Smith.
It's live TV, so they couldn't do anything about it.
And I like Will Smith. I think he, you know, I think he's turned into be an excellent actor.
Yeah.
He does things. He does good things for nonprofits. I mean, I like Will Smith, but what he did was wrong. There's no getting around it. And this is what the show, not only this show but other awards shows, and society has devolved into. Where if you don't like what somebody says, you do something stupid. You know, it's just, it's so depressing. It really is.
Yeah, it really is. This is what it's come down to. This is what it's come down to.
And I love what Denzel Washington said to him.
So, I didn't catch that.
Well, he basically said sometimes the devil can get the best of you. I'm going to paraphrase it. Sometimes the devil can get the best of you at your highest moments. You know, basically, it was something like that, meaning, you know, you just got to be on your guard. You can't, you know, you can't let these things affect you like this.
Really?
But it was, you know, I watched the clip once, and I said to myself, you know, I'm just, any time it pops up on any of my feeds, I'm just going to go past it, because it's a symptom of what's wrong in this country today. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're right. Yeah. You can't say a thing. And, you know, if it's not met with violence, it's met with legal action. It's just really, it's terrible. It really, really is terrible. But I'm glad I didn't, you know, I didn't watch it. I'm glad I went to sleep.
Yeah. But, I mean, and most of the shows that we have a movie reviewer, David Sterrett, a good friend of Jill's, that does a show here. And he mentioned most of the movies that won. He didn't mention, they weren't all his picks, but he mentioned all the films that were going to be in the mix, and all the actors and actresses. Our reviewer thought that Will Smith was going to win, but the normal people won who you expect to win, but still these shows they've got to do something, because you can't put on shows like this anymore. You know, remember Johnny Carson? You know, you can remember various hosts in the past. And their comedy bits included some pot shots at celebrities and stuff like that, but also reviewed the movies. You know what happened is that I think comedians Ricky Gervais, who I love, okay, he makes me laugh now more than anybody. When he hosted the Foreign Press Awards years ago, he went wild, making fun of people, and everybody enjoyed it. Everybody enjoyed it. I think he set a precedent where other people tried to do it, and you need a certain talent to be able to do it and get away with it.
Well, like you said, Don Rickles did it. Joan Rivers did it.
Yeah.
I mean, there were plenty of comedians that used to rip apart people. Dom DeLuise. I mean. That's what they did, and it was fun. It was all done in fun.
Well, anyways, it's once again just another black mark against Hollywood that happened. And you're right. I probably, if I would have watched it, I wouldn't have made it past the first opening.
That was so good. You know, to me, you know, you're penny foolish, whatever that is.
Did your favorites win though? Did your favorites win? The ones you think that were going to win?
Well, I did like Coda, but I didn't think it would be the best picture. West Side Story, she won for best actress, but the movie did not win for best movie, and I didn't think it would, because you know, nowadays, musicals are not a favorite.
You know who got the most awards?
Yeah, Dune.
And Dune was a terrible movie.
I watched the first half hour of it, couldn't understand it, and wiped it right out.
It got all these awards for
technical stuff.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll be honest with you. Don't Look Up had a far better technical thing than Dune.
Yeah.
I was amazed when I saw how many awards Dune won.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Dune with the Oscars.
Yeah, I hear you. So, bundle up, everybody. Cold wind, partly cloudy, mid-30s for the high today.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, Mark.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center today with a check on the tri-state forecast and a look at the Oscars as they were.